Hello.
Hi, my name is Jackie calling from Research Associates. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans.
Can you take my call off, please?
Well, this will only take less than 5 minutes, and your opinion is really important to us.
Okay.
Are you a registered voter in New Orleans Parish?
Yes.
Awesome, thank you. Are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little, or not at all interested in the governor's race and the statewide elections in October 2023?
Somewhat interested.
Okay, thank you. May I please ask, how do you define your racial classification as? Is that African American, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
African American.
Thank you. Thinking about the condition of the New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat, a little, or not at all satisfied with the conditions of public school buildings.
Not at all satisfied. Well, it depends because some of them are remodeled and some of them are very, very under code, should be remodeled.
So, okay, so your general opinion will be very, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat, a little, or not at all important?
Very important.
When you hear your friends, neighbors, and co-workers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence, a little confidence, some confidence?
No confidence.
No confidence. Thank you.
No confidence.
Okay, if the New Orleans Public School had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Can you say it again for me, please?
Yeah, if the New Orleans Public School had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated...
Millage, what does that mean?
Oh, it's a tax. It's a tax rate defined as a dollar assessed for each $1,000 of value. It'll be $1 per 1,000.
And that goes towards the schooling?
Yeah. Preserving, improving, and repairing public schools. Would you vote for it?
I'll definitely vote for it. I'll vote for it.
Thank you. I'm going to read two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one is maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority, or because of the rise in the cost of homeowners' expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings.
You don't have to run it by me again. I had a lot going on in the background, and I cannot understand it.
Yeah, no problem. So the first opinion, I'm going to read two options. You tell me which one comes closer to your opinion. The first one is maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority, or because the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings.
I can't basically answer that because I'm not too sure on how to understand the question. Hold on, let me get it. I think everyone should be able to support the tax renewal of schools, regardless of what the property taxes of anything. Schools are always number one priority, so
okay.
I think everyone should.
So the first one or the second one?
I believe it's the first one, right?
Okay, yes. Now, voters...
It's supporting.
Yes, yes. Okay, so voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me how influenced you'll be to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, preserving school facilities. So the first one is learning that the owner of a 2,500 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for existing millage. Are you strongly influenced, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
I didn't understand that question.
So for each option, you tell me how influenced are you to support a 20-year millage renewal?
Millage renewal?
Yeah, it's the tax that we've been talking about, the 20-year millage renewal. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the first one is learning that the owner of a 2,750 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. Are you strongly influenced to support it? Somewhat influenced, a little or not at all?
A little.
Okay, thank you. Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes, strongly influenced, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Say again.
Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes, strongly influenced, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Strongly influenced.
Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. Strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all influenced.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Yes. Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. Strongly, somewhat, mm-hmm. a little, or not at all influenced.
Strongly.
Thank you. Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina without funds for this millage, there won't be any more money available to maintain and preserve them. Strongly influenced, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
We stated that since they gave us money for rebuilding in Katrina, they don't have money now to rebuild, is what they're saying?
Yes, after the hurricane, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. So would that make you strongly influenced to support the millage? Somewhat, a little, or not at all?
That makes me strongly influenced to support it.
Okay, thank you. Learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all influenced?
Strongly, because that means somebody will be managing and overseeing people and how they spend their money correctly.
Yes. Okay, learning that this is the school facilities, I'm sorry, learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Are you strongly influenced to support the millage? Somewhat, a little, or not at all?
And that's saying, what did they say?
Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Are you strongly influenced?
Yes.
Okay. And the last one says, learning that the money is allocated to every public school in the city.
That means if each public school in the city is going to get.
Sorry?
What does that mean?
That the money is allocated to every public school in the city.
That means that money is going to be split between each public school in the city?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, strongly influenced.
Okay, awesome. Now that we've talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public School had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against it?
I vote for it.
Thank you. Is that definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, so probably. As we conclude... Oh, probably?
Both. Definitely. I'm sorry.
Okay. So we are concluding the survey. These are the last questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans public school?
Yes.
A teacher at a New Orleans public school?
I'm not a teacher.
A staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school?
I'm not, neither.
Okay. Stop me when you hear the group rate that contains your age, 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50.
31 to 49.
Thank you. Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed in school. High school, some high school grad, some college grad. Thank you so much. Okay, do you own or rent your home?
Rent.
Awesome. So this concludes our survey. Thank you for your time and have a good day.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.